gentlemen, it's the Sydney radio show that stood the test of time. Now, into its third decade, rocking Saturday mornings on Triple M.
Here comes the radio now.
Listen to the crowd roar.
Famous for big name hosts you know and love.
Would you put your hands together?
Voices of sport. The famous Triple M heritage alive.
And here we go.
And keeping the dream alive. Triple M's Dead Set Legends.
So welcome back.
Gus Warland, Jude Bolton and Wendell Saylor.
Yeah, welcome back to the Dead Set Legends here on Triple M. Sydney's 104.9. Wendell Saylor, Gus Warland and Jude Bolton. Boys, what a week we have had this week. All-Stars, Tiger Woods, the footy tonight, India versus England. How about that in the cricket? Since 1935, we've never had a shorter test match. 1935, India versus England. And, of course, we've got footy tonight, which I cannot wait for. Had a few gremlins in the system there, but it looks like we are back on board. Jude Bolton, are you there?
I reckon you sabotaged us. You wanted
what
that.
What are you talking
about? You love the airtime. You love the sound of your own voice.
Wow.
And now we get a chance to just join the show.
Mate, the studio is named after you. Mate, we know you're a big deal, mate. You don't need to have your own opener as well.
Let's talk about the All-Stars matches before we talk about Tiger Woods, the footy tonight, and India versus England. How good was that? Even before the ball was kicked.
I want people to understand this. People have said sometimes, they said, oh, you know, this is not a necessity to play this game. What people need to understand, and please be patient with me here, this is not just about footy. It's about culture. And to see guys like Isaac Luke, you know, to see the Indigenous boys, Latrell Mitchell.
When he brought the crowd into it, it was a phenomenal moment.
I was sitting there, mate, I had tears because of the passion. And I know the war dances, they all mean something. And that just doesn't happen. You could see the passion. The Maori boys, can I say, I've always appreciated and respected the haka. What the Maori boys did last week, and also the Indigenous boys, I sat there, I had goosebumps.
Yeah.
And this is more than a football game. And the way that it was played, for six players not to be available, the Maori boys, those young kids who stepped up into it, this is more than a football game. It's culture, it's what our game is, and that's why I love football so much. And even at the end, I think it was the right result. Anti-climax a little bit. I thought the Maori boys played better, but the way Latrell played, some of those young Indigenous boys, in Townsville, North Queensland needed that. They've had bushfires, they've had drought, they travel from far and wide to go and watch that, and that's what our game does.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Absolutely brilliant. It was superb. And 10-0 was just weird. It's like, okay, so are we going to play some extra time now or whatever? But in the end, it worked perfectly, right? Everyone's hugging each other, and you could say it was bigger than the game itself,
result. But in those conditions, so can I say this, Drew? You know, one of your first games, slippery, humidity.
They smashed each other, didn't they?
Because I actually remember I was here last week, and I didn't realise, but I had to call the game. That's I called it with Maroon, and
don't
it was
worry.
So
preparation.
No, but it doesn't matter, Drew. It doesn't matter. But even Maroon and I, when we got there, it was just so exciting to see. We were like sitting there going, "This is good footy's back." Oh.
What about Tiger Woods? Obviously,
so sad.
Started thinking of the worst as soon as I heard that accident, and then you saw it. And you think, "How's he going to get out of this?"
Well, we've been through Kobe Bryant. Only feels so recent as well, and then. Yeah, just obviously, you know, wishing him all the best because you want to see him get back to it, but just to be alive after such a accident.
There was a mate of mine that mate of mine goes, what are the odds of him winning another major? He won it on whilst he was getting taken to the hospital because he's the type of bloke that does not want to be remembered for this.
Oh, but this
you can
is
just
different.
Imagine a couple of years' time
winning
another Masters or something anyway. Let's hope so for Tiger and wishing him all the best. Yep. I know he loves the show, so he'll be podcasting that in from the States. What about footy tonight? We'll talk about it a little bit later, but we are back. And India versus England, like I said in the opener, 1935 was the last shortest test match. Over between tee and stumps on the second day. Good on the Indians.
That pitch was diabolical.
Well, we'll talk about that a little bit later. And also the fact that England now can't make that World Test Championship. It's going to be against New Zealand versus India, which should be a cracker at Lord's. Coming up is the big set of six with Dell. More on the Dead Set Legends.
Another Sydney Saturday morning.
Oh, you ripper.
Now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M Dead Set Legends.
Six.
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 Six big ones.
Six big ones.
Set of six.
Yeah, an opportunity for Jude and I to ask some questions about the game of rugby league to Dill. Let's go for it, Jude.
Right, Adele. Adam Reynolds and the Rabbitohs are at loggerheads over a new contract. He's 30 years old. He wants a long-term deal, and now that's being played out in the media. Can something like this derail their premiership aspirations?
Look, it certainly can, but I think Wayne Bennett is the master of doing this sort of stuff. I think he knows that Adam Reynolds has got a bit more on him, and I just think he wants to see him lead from the front. And I think it's us that are talking about it more than anything else.
Well, he talked about it this week. He said, I want a three-year deal. They only want to give him a two-year deal. He's a legend of the club. Yeah, kicks goals for fun.
Yep. Sign him two. Give him
two. Yeah, two.
Offer two.
Yeah,
two.
They've offered two. He wants three.
I know.
If he wants three, give him three. Surely he's a legend of the club.
I think he's earned the right to do that. But I'm just going to say, Wayne Bennett has coached and has probably had the biggest egos in the game. I won't mention names like Gordon Tallis and stuff like that, Willie Lewis, and probably me. But, look, he knows what he's doing, okay? And, mate, I want Adam Reynolds to stay there. When I think of the Bunnies, I think Adam Reynolds. I reckon they should give him 3 years, but Wayne Bennett does know what he's doing. So they must have someone else in the wings as well. There must be young talent coming through if they want to give him two. So they might be looking at another play coming through as well.
Turn your eyes to the Broncos. Alex Glenn's been named captain once again. Was this the right call from Kevvy Walters?
Oh, I think it's the right call because Alex Glenn didn't have the happiest season last year. He was injured. Well, we know it was COVID. They got the wooden spoon. Doesn't sit well with me as a Broncos legend. But this year, it's Kevvy's opportunity to make things right. Why are you laughing, Gus? I'm being serious.
I know you are. That's the thing. You are being serious. You just call yourself a legend in a you're like, It's just not right, mate. Mate, so it's up for other people to say you're a legend. You don't talk about your own legendary status,
mate. I got voted the best wing in the last 30 years, mate.
I understand that, but I still think both Morrises are better than you. But
a bit of humbleness.
Well, the fans in the poll didn't say that, so unlucky, Brett, and that. But anyway, enough about that. Let's get back to the Broncos. So, look, I think Kevvy's made the right choice. Alex Glenn is the man at the moment. Those other couple of young guys, they're a little bit too young.
He did a great job last year. Let's keep him, give it to him. What about your mate Kevvy, Mr. The World's Best Bloke and all that, doesn't ring up Corey Parker, who's been on the as a coach for years. Yeah. They go back to training. He's not even phoned up to say you're not available anymore. Yeah, Kevin Walters actually the world's best bloke that I keep hearing? Because that's not good behaviour.
Yeah, look, Corey Parker deserved better than that. But at the end of the day, it is what it is, mate.
It's a phone call, mate.
We've all had those, mate. Mate, Fox did the same to me. They didn't sign me. See you later. It's the way it is. That's the real world. Too bad.
What about Cameron Smith's future? Who, in your opinion, is the best number nine currently in the NRL now that Smith won't be around?
I still think Damien Cook's the best number nine in the NRL, but I reckon Harry Grant's not far behind him, and we saw that last year, back end of that season.
What about NRL expansion? Well and truly on the cards. A second Brisbane team is set to join the comp in 2023, but now the PNG Prime Minister says he wants a PNG NRL team, which I think is great, by 2025. Is this the avenue the NRL need to explore at least?
Yeah, look, I think they can have a look at it, but I think for the NRL, if they're going to expand, you have to look at Perth, obviously, you know, that market, because they've got a league following there, but also the southeast Queensland, it's booming at the moment. I know that, you know, and the Titans are going well, are going to be going well this year. But also Papua New Guinea, I would love to see them in at some stage, but hopefully it's not to the detriment of the government and then the people.
Okay.
Right, if you're in charge of the Warriors, which players would you be looking to sign with the $1 million available from the departure of Roger Tuivasa-Sheck?
Oh, mate, that's a good question. You know,
Well, give us a good answer if you could.
Yeah, mate, I'll probably I'll have to have a think about that. Sorry, mate. Next question.
Right. Really?
Yeah.
Right, this one, because we're looking forward to seeing. They're actually streaming it this afternoon. Joseph Suaalii. Oh. There's never been so much buzz around this kid since Sonny Bill Williams. Yep. They're streaming it at the New South Wales Cup on KO for his debut this afternoon. This is what Aaron Woods said on the Rush Hour about Suaalii playing the NRL before turning 18.
Yeah, the rules are 18 years old. I just don't like people changing the rules all the time just to suit one team. And, you know, it's not good enough. We had a bloke, Bronson Cherry, we had to wait to debut him. So, yeah, it didn't work too well for us.
No.
But they're trying to look after the kids, because how many times have you seen a young kid come to first grade and then they disappear for a while because they've had a lot of injuries or they've just been, you know, overshadowed by it?
Do you agree with Woodsy's comments there?
Look, I can understand what Woodsy's saying, but I think if you're good enough talent, so be it. And I'll tell you why I think this. So last year when we were doing our show, I called Stephen Hoyles. Stephen Hoyles said, this kid, remember I said to you guys, if they were playing the Sevens, the World Tournament, they would win half the games on the back of this kid. This is how good the kid was. He rocked up to their training, the Australian Sevens. He was winning like most of the balls, out-jumping their best jumper. And then yesterday at the golf day, I was talking to Nick Davis, and I said, mate, talking about young Walker. And then I said, mate, Suaalii, I said, how good the kid? He goes, Del, he goes, you've got no idea. And we're a bit old school. Mm. What Nick Davis said to me yesterday, mate, I'm excited to watch the kid because I know people who have played footy with this young kid. This kid's a super talent. I don't care how old you are. If you're good enough I know we're trying to protect their young players, but if he's good enough to play NRL, play NRL.
Yep, totally agree. Coming up next, we're going to get your opinions on 133353, just around clubs and loyalty to clubs around Adam Reynolds. We'd love to get your thoughts. More on the Dead Set Legends in just a sec.
Another Sydney Saturday morning. Now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M Dead Set Legends.
Yeah, the Dead Set Legends on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Wendell Saylor, Jude Bolton and Gus Wall and Jack Bird will be playing tonight in the Charity Shield, which should be an absolute cracker. But we'd love to get your opinions right now on 133353. Should players and clubs be rewarded for loyalty? Talking about Adam Reynolds, love to hear from the Rabbitohs supporters as well on 133353. And the best caller, guy's going to get a special prize, 14 Extreme Sports, live music and more. Get your tickets at in October 29 to 31. It's a huge extreme sport and music festival set to hit the International Regatta Centre in October. $400 each, these tickets are worth. So the best callers will get one of those tickets. Loyalty in sport. What do you reckon?
It's such a tough one in particularly league and AFL, and which obviously Dell and I played, is how clubs deal with their older champions. You know, those veterans that are transitioning out of the game but still with plenty to offer. And obviously Adam Reynolds, he's, you know, he was a star last year.
Could have played State of Origin.
Absolutely. So, you know, he's wanting that long-term deal, but it's absolutely the club's right to sit there and start to go, okay, we don't want to sign ourselves up for a 3 or 4 year deal.
And well, he wants 3 years, and they're saying 2 years. That's what they're coming out with. And he opened this up. He was chatting away on telly quite openly. We're not on the same page. I want a longer deal. They want a lesser deal. I mean, this guy is still, like I said, could have played Origin, kicking goals for fun, and they're premiership favourites. Why would you mess with your number seven?
Yeah, no, I agree. And also, mate, the brand of the Bunnies, that community and family, he represents that. I think he's got four beautiful kids. Every time you see him, he's always about charity, always about the Bunnies. He loves it. He lives it. I would give him a 3 year deal, but I understand from a business point of view why the, because also Jason Demetrio, he's going to be, you know, coach next year as well. Mm. So it's up to sort of him as well. So if he wanted him also, he'd just go, you know what, 3 years, I need you for 3 years. That's what I've been doing. Demetrio's a smart coach, but the pressure's going to be on him now.
The other players are seeing how they're dealing with him as well, though. If you're putting, you know, the bullet in someone too soon, all the other players are looking going, is that how I'm going to be treated as well?
Like, it's, you guys have played the game at the highest level.
There's a human element. I know it's a big business, but there's...
Boys, it's not a bullet. It's a business. Mate, I had another year to go at the Dragons, but I knew on that last year, I was 34, 35. There was a young kid, Jason Nottingham, on the bench. I had 1 year to go. I wanted to play that 1 year, but I knew I didn't have what I had. And Nottingham was sitting there. If I wanted to be selfish, I could have taken that extra year, taken up another spot. Nottingham would have been the starting wing with Brett Morris. And it's funny, as soon as I retired, they win a grand final, the Dragons. That's fine. But, you know, so I got no doubt he can do 3 years. So they've got to back him, and you know when it's time to go. But
your situation's different to Adam Reynolds. Yeah. He could still play Origin. You yourself knew that you weren't up to the pace of first grade footy.
Yeah, but also, but Wayne Bennett, he was smart. He just goes, mate, happy for you to play another year, but it's,
you'll be in the twos.
But it's business. So it's business. It's a business decision as well.
Okay, plenty of callers coming through, so we'll take those calls after this. 133353. It's about loyalty. And should players and clubs be rewarded for that loyalty? Because it's a $200,000 in the cap for someone who's been there for more than 8 years. I mean, that's just not enough. So give us a call on 133353. All the Bunny supporters as well. We'll take your calls after this.
Another Sydney Saturday morning. Now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M. Dead Set Legends.
99 Ways by Eskimo Joe. Sensational here on the Dead Set Legends on 104.9 Triple M. Wendell Saylor, Jude Bolton and Gus Warland. And we're throwing the show over to you guys on 133353. Loyalty in the game of rugby league, or sport, really. Should players and clubs be rewarded for it? Just off the back of Adam Reynolds, wants a three-year deal. The South Sydney side are saying only going to give you two. Is that going to derail their season, their premiership favourites? And so many callers, will try to get to as many as we can. Evan from Zetland, what are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, guys, just in general, I think Australian sport needs to adopt more of an international type policy, like the NBA, the Premier League. I think we need to be a little bit more ruthless. We're not in the 1970s and 80s, and it's not all about mates. It's about running the club like a business. So, yeah, I understand that clubs should probably be rewarded in terms of maybe salary cap and get a bit of an extension for that if they keep players longer. But in terms of the game, I think the whole game itself should be run a little bit more professionally.
I understand that, Evan. Thank you very much. Yeah, I reckon every 5 years you get like $100,000 off that person's salary, or $200,000 or something like that. Local juniors,
yes,
is key, right? To every, and you want to play for certain clubs, so you stick around for 10 years or more, you shouldn't be on the salary cap at all. Things like that. But anyway, it's the discussions to have. What about Scotty and Shell Harbour?
Hey, Gus. Hello, mate, boys.
Good brother.
Yeah, I think the concept of loyalty should be snuffed out whilst we have this, like Evan said, there's a somewhat ruthlessness nature in professional sport, cricket, footy, soccer. My understanding is you sign the contract, you'll run your 100 metres, you'll try your best, you'll score your tries, you'll hit your boundaries. We're talking all sport again. But people just get cut free. Like, you know, I've signed on the dotted line, you provided me an income, and I'll do my very best.
From a fan's perspective, though, Scott, like, the kids are just watching these players just get transacted. It's like a meat market. What do you feel like that?
Well, again, you're doing your very best. You're a professional athlete, and there's an infinitely small number of people that can do that. You know, play sport and be paid for it, and no doubt enjoy it. But people fall into and fall out of form in any sport, and loyalty is sort of on the back burner when that happens. You want someone who can make the grade.
I think it's a shame, but really good point, Scotty. What about Troy and Wollongong? G'day, Troy.
How are you, mate?
I'm well. You're a South supporter. What do you reckon about this Adam Reynolds situation?
Yeah, I'm South through and through for the jumper, mate, not the player. If the player's not performing for the jumper, then he's got to go. Adam Reynolds proved me wrong last year. The couple of years before that, he wasn't performing. You know, I was on the bandwagon to get rid of him. But yeah, I hope he proves me wrong again this year. I really do. But to sign a 3-year deal, I don't think is good, because I think he gets too relaxed and he won't perform. I think we've got to be looking at the half right here.
Troy wants to keep him on his toes, keep him on a 1-year deal, and just keep him just rolling.
Did you hear the end of Troy's thing there? It's like a fireworks or something going off, Troy.
Yeah, I know. Is that a rave or something?
Thanks, Troy. What about Adrian in Matraville? G'day, Ades.
Yeah, good morning, boys. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. What do you think?
Yeah, good, good. Look, I think loyalty is fantastic, but sadly, I think it's also from a bygone era. I think, you know, the concept of loyalty is in some ways what the NRL was absolutely built on, but I would also suggest, you know, loyalty can go out the window when, you know, some players aren't necessarily being loyal to, you know, the club, their fans, the game, their peers, when, you know, through really poor behaviour as well. How's that loyalty to, you know, to all and sundry?
It's a two-way street, absolutely.
Yeah. Understands the two-way street. I just think in the Adam Reynolds situation, I don't think he could have done any more. His dad lives literally, you know, a 20-metre yard run from Redfern Oval. What a legend. Yeah. Okay, who are we going to give the best call to, boys? Evan, Scotty, Troy, or Adrian?
From Shell Harbour.
Yeah. Scotty from Shell Harbour. You have won a 3-day pass to District X. It's 14 extreme sports, live music and more. Get your tickets at District X, and it's on in October 29 to 31. Thanks so much for your calls. We're coming back soon with an interview with a young giant, Jacob Hopper.
Another Sydney Saturday morning.
Oh, you ripper!
Now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M Dead Set Legends.
This is the Dead Set Legends on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Wendell Saylor, Jude Bolton and Gus Warland. You can be part of the conversation anytime on 133353. And time now to talk AFL, and we're talking to this man.
Our next guest has played 84 games and kicked 30 goals since going number 7 in the national draft in 2014 to GWS. The following year, he was nominated for a NAB Rising Star Award after a lazy 32 possessions in his first game, equaling the most touches on debut in the AFL. He's also got a bunch of other awards, including the Brett Kirk Medal for the best on ground in the Sydney Derby, and teamed with the fact his side has the best team song in the AFL.
Well, there's a big, big sound from the west of the town.
Well, everything's just coming up Giants in 2021, isn't it? Please welcome, steaming through the midfield, Dead Set legend, GWS player, Jacob Hopper.
Morning, Jacob. Welcome to the Dead Set Legends. How are you doing?
Going well. Thanks for having me.
You're off to play a bit of a scratch match against the Swans. How has the preseason been for the Giants thus far?
Yeah, it's been good. It's been hot and humid as per usual, but it's been a really good opportunity to just try and improve and grow. And I think just everyone's looking forward now to putting some of it into practice.
I think everyone watching you wants to watch it as well. We're just so pumped for the footy, whether it's league, AFL. It's
crowds.
Just the crowds back as well, especially down in Melbourne, 50%. Hopefully a full crowd for you guys. Jacob, how different would that be just to have some sort of normality when you get there on game day, just the buzz around the ground with the crowd?
Yeah, it'd be enormous. It's, you know, as a performer, everyone loves that. Everyone wants that. It was really missed last year and noticed last year, so I think everyone's, you know, keen as mustard to get that back and have that feel and vibe and energy around the grounds.
Jacob, just go back to last year. Obviously, the bubble and COVID, it was so hard, and to watch the grand final and to see
what happened there with Richmond and Cats. How hard is it for a player? I know it's your profession, but how hard is it mentally to make sure that you're in a good headspace all the time? Because people just think, oh, they're getting paid heaps of money and there's other
doing
things that
what
go
they
with
love,
it.
Yeah.
It's more to it than that, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. It's super important. I think it's definitely on the agenda more days now. But, watching the granny, it's always hard. I personally don't like to watch you if you're not in it. So, I think the off-season is an important time to really try and switch off and make sure you're refreshed and energised coming back into it. Whatever everyone knows is that it's a really big year when you're in it, and it's week after week, and you've got to make sure that you're doing things to stay fresh and energised, because, it can be a lot sometimes. I think everyone's aware of the kind of struggles you go through throughout the year, and everyone's across it and helping each other out.
You've been one of the Giants midfielders who storm out the midfield, but, looking up inside forward 50, it's a different look, obviously, without Jeremy Cameron and Zach Langdon there. What's the forward line looking like for this year?
Yeah, it is different. I've never not been at a club without Jez. I think that's the same for everyone at the club, really. So that's a bit of a piece that's been there since the start that's not there. So that's something that's getting used to. It's a great opportunity for our boys to step up, and obviously had Jesse Hogan come to the club and younger guys like Jacob Cardy and Harry Himmelberg, who are really stepping up and trying to, put their best foot forward and say, I can be the man, which is great. And I think that's what all footy clubs are built on, really.
Just finally, we've seen the new rules of just standing on the mark, and how quick has it been in the scratch outs as you've played thus far?
Yeah, it's been good. I think it's something that's definitely sped the game up, and you don't really need as much space now to try and pull that trigger, because you know that man on the mark is essentially kind of useless now. So it's been something that we've had to work on. I think I know personally, manning the mark, you kind of get itchy feet because you're stuck in the mud and you can't do anything, but you've got to kind of resist the urge to step off.
There's going to be some 50s early doors. What sort of little, any sort of movement?
Any lateral movement, and you just want to try and at least put the heat on the kicker.
Mate, Dave, can I ask you this? Buddy Franklin, obviously, I know he's at the Swans, but when you see a player like that going through what he's going through at the moment, is it frustrating to see, you want to see the best players play? So how do you take that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You want everyone to have a good run at it across the entire competition, especially the guys that, are the big names and the ones that people love to watch play. You want everyone just to have that crack and that free run and be able to kind of express themselves and play the footy that everyone knows they're capable of. So it's hugely disappointing to see someone go through some really tough times, but you just hope the best for them and hope they're able to get back in some capacity and play the game that everyone loves.
Absolutely, he's an absolute superstar, isn't he? And he hasn't played enough for the Swannies in the last few years. Jacob Hopper, thank you so much for joining us on the Dead Set Legends. We know how important your pre-season is, so to give us a little bit of time as you're heading off to play this scratch match, we really do appreciate it. Thanks for your time and best of luck with everything, brother.
No worries, thanks for having me.
There we are, Jacob Hopper. Coming up next on the Dead Set Legends, it's Flog or Not. Will Djokovic be in it? Well, we're talking about it next on the Dead Set Legends.
Another Sydney Saturday morning. Now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M Dead Set Legends.
It's time to fire up the Flogameter. Time to fire the Flogameter up.
Fire it up, boys.
I love this time of the week, the Flogameter.
I didn't realise how many flogs there are across the... there's a few around.
There's plenty, there's more and more as we get a little bit older, Jude. I think our standards are dropping when it comes to flogs or not. What about the booing Australian final open crowd?
With vaccinations on the way, rolling out in many countries around the world, it's now a time for optimism and hope for the future.
What would make those people boo?
Oh, I don't know if there was a crowd full of anti-vaxxers for me, it's a privilege to go to any of those major sporting events. I just thought it was embarrassing. I thought they were full of flogs.
Yeah, they're flogs, all right.
Oh, it was embarrassing, and they are flogs. Oh, just, I couldn't believe it.
What about the flogometer?
Flog! Yeah.
Thank you very much. What about the curators in India? If you missed the test match... the last couple of test matches been done and dusted so quickly. The last test match, blink and you miss it, before the end of day two, the match was over. Possibly the worst pitches in the history of cricket. Don't get me wrong, entertaining, loved it. I've really enjoyed the actual cricket, but there's no contest.
The excitement when the bowlers are on top in cricket is just phenomenal, but that was embarrassing. Flogs for me.
Flogs for me too.
Well. Yeah, flogs. Flogometer. Frog. Thank you. What about the Melbourne Storm for not only picking co-captains, but they kicked a they picked a 12-man leadership team. There's less blokes not in the leadership team than in the what is going on, Dell?
I don't care. Melbourne set a standard. Mate, they can keep doing what they're doing. I'm not got no problems with the Melbourne Storm setup.
No. So you're saying no flogs?
No flogs.
I'm saying the blokes have missed out on the leadership group flogs.
Yeah. Melbourne Storm flogs. Frog. Thank you. What about Alexandra Hartley, who plays for the English women's cricket team? She tweeted following the men's team loss, "Nice of the England boys to get this test match finished just before England women play tonight." They'll play against the Kiwis.
Not a flog.
Is she a flog, Alexandra?
Not a flog. That's a great tweet. Great work.
Bit of fun?
Outstanding. That is great banter. I love it.
I love it as well. Yeah. And we're not massive fans of the England cricket team, full stop. No. We like the women's team because of Isha Gua, so yes. Not a flog. What about the flogometer?
Not a flog. Yeah, baby. Hey, quickly, Gus, sorry I mean to derail. You caught up with Isha last week, did you?
I did, yeah.
Thanks for the invite. Like, mate, I was around.
We don't need any bigger personalities than me at lunch, mate. We'll give you the tip. What about Cameron Smith? Still doesn't know if he wants to play on in 2021. And we're only weeks away from the season starting. Cameron Smith, you're a flog.
Do you nominate him every week?
Yeah he's I'm the new Djokovic.
I'm sick of this. I'm nominating you. But he's not a flog for me.
What do you mean he's not a flog? You can't just say that and walk away with your old big handsome face. Tell us why.
Oh, mate, honestly, get a room.
It is frustrating. It's dragged on for too long. I think we know he's not going around now. Come on, not a flog.
Mate, Cameron Smith doesn't get much wrong, so whatever he does, mate, I'm happy for Cam to do whatever. Wow. Mate, I'm on this group chat. Mate, good luck to Cam. Whatever you do, Cam, I'm back 100%.
Okie dokie. What about the clowns on Married at First Sight? Most of these people are not even going on the show for love. They're going on it just to be famous.
Yeah.
They're all flogs, aren't they? And the show's got to be a flog.
Are you saying they're in that for the wrong reason?
I'm saying they're in it for the wrong reason.
Incredible flogs.
I don't reckon they're flogs because I'd be one of those people if it didn't work here.
Flogs? Yeah. Frog. There you go. That's the end of Flog or Not.